is the Big Show. Oh, it's the Big Bad Show tonight.
Our biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us again by the great folks at the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. We've got six candidates on the list this morning for the title Biggest Show Coming to Town. Candidate number one, Thursday night at the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, legendary surf guitarist Dick Dale.
Man, I didn't know he's still at it.
He's 77.
It's pretty good if you can still play at 77. Of course, I don't know if he can still play. This is an old recording of his. Hey. It's a little annoying.
Oh, I love this music. This is awesome.
Such legends as Jimi Hendrix and Eddie Van Halen credit Dick Dale with being a major influence.
You bet. He's a big, big name in the world of guitar.
Man, he's playing somewhere every two nights.
Wow.
He's going through Florida and Louisiana.
God, he should give it up.
That's pretty incredible.
This reminds me of watching any of those surf movies, The Endless Summer, Step Into Liquid, any of that. Seems like it's Dick Dale's soundtrack the whole way. All right, that's
is he on
one.
Horn here, too, or is that somebody? Okay.
Yeah, he does both.
Yeah, I didn't hear him playing at the same time, so maybe he was doing both.
And this song re-emerged in Pulp Fiction, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Did you like that movie?
Oh, great movie.
See, I thought it was good, too. And look at Giorgio over there. He hated Pulp Fiction.
Why didn't you like Pulp Fiction?
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. It just didn't... It didn't grab me like...
You didn't think it was very unique?
I mean, I thought it was unique, yes.
I'd never seen anything like it at the time.
Yeah, I thought it was unique. I didn't enjoy it.
Too much violence, maybe?
Yeah, I thought it was just, gratuitous, and it didn't grab me. I just didn't think it was the game changer that everyone seemed to think it was.
What's the most shocking part of that movie?
Probably, either the backseat.
Yes, I think so.
Or the whole gimp scene. It's just really weird. Did you see the P1 Photoshop of the three of us?
No.
The gimp scene. I retweeted that a few days back.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't need to be in that.
Who plays Machine in that?
You.
Oh, my God.
George is in the corner, too. That's the best part.
It is real funny. He's got
just
this.
Looking on.
The head doesn't fit the body, and he's got this weird look on his face.
So, Pulp Fiction coming to town.
No. And Dick Dale Thursday. Oh. That's candidate one. Candidate 2, Friday at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's a twin bill. Randy Rogers Band, Josh Abbott Band. Yeah,
wow.
Oh, Randy's, give it up.
Well, that's right. It is April 10th, isn't it? God, I can't believe it's almost mid-April. Greatest.
It's a little panned left in my ears.
Yeah, just lean your head to the right.
Oh.
This time around has one of the great fiddle solos of all time in it.
You know, his music's all right, but I'll never forgive him for wronging George.
He didn't wrong me. He just didn't hear the question or the statement or whatever.
No, he heard
you. He had
you.
Headphones on and was looking directly at you.
He was thinking
you.
About something else.
That is true. He was thinking about something else.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you were delivering a touching...
It wasn't that touching. It was
touching
today,
speech.
But you had a big influence on him. That's it. No biggie. That's
hey,
a
Cornbread
big
got a mortgage.
You would think he would have said, well, that's nice, George. It's nice to hear, or I appreciate that, or thank you.
He was distracted by not Cornbread, Johnny Chops Richardson. His bass player.
Corn, sir. But it just seemed weird. Hey, Chopsticks got he got 0-0, no origination on a 30-year fix.
Greatness, and great live, too. If you've never seen the Randy Rogers Band, you owe it to yourself to go to Windstar. Friday night, you say?
Yep. All right, candidate 3, big show coming to town. Saturday night at the Windspear in downtown Dallas, Amy Mann.
Greatness.
Man.
I would not have guessed that she is 54.
You would have guessed older?
Younger.
Oh. Well, gosh, I think until Tuesday she was almost 30, wasn't she?
I guess so. Like
that Magnolia soundtrack's great.
She's a cool voice.
Yeah,
really. Wow. I wonder if she does voices Carrie from her band before she was a solo artist.
She would have to from
distance
time to time,
from that,
right?
I don't know. You know how musicians hate their former hits. Are they ever former hits? I guess once they're a hit,
yeah,
they were always a hit. Play your up-tempo song, Jer.
What a jerk.
All right, that's candidate three.
Oh, my gosh. Losing the will to live. Much to the joy of many people in the Metroplex.
Candidate four, biggest show coming to town Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the comedic stylings of Gabriel Iglesias.
I used to say that there were five levels of fatness. Reason why I say used to say is because now there are six. I met the new one in Las Cruces. The original five levels are big, healthy, husky, fluffy, and damn. People ask, what could be bigger than damn? The new level's called, oh, hell no.
Okay, kind of funny. Crowd
likes
it.
What's the difference? You're still willing to work with level five. Example, if you're on an elevator and you're with your friend, and this really big guy gets on, and you and your friend look at each other, and you're like, damn. But you still let the big guy ride your elevator. That's the difference. Level six, you see walking towards your elevator. Oh, hell no.
Fat jokes, huh?
I find this note on his Wikipedia page to be interesting.
Says he has not been funny since birth?
No.
Wow.
Says...
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
Says...
Sad thing is you're not.
He has been called a comedy genius by Hector Saldana of the San Antonio Express News. That is one of the first three selling points for Gabriel Iglesias.
Well, you get a critic to say that?
But
that's
I mean,
pretty big. I don't know who that guy is, but that sounds pretty good.
If it was, he has been called a comedy genius by Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
That's a selling point.
Yes. Right.
But Hector Saldana of the San Antonio Express News.
We need to see if we can get Hector Saldana to say that about us. Or we can. Will somebody please just add that to our Wikipedia page anyway?
All right, that's candidate four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town Saturday as well. Downtown Fort Worth, the Main Street Fort Worth Arts Festival featuring several bands, including the Georgia Satellites and Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I got a little change in my pocket.
Georgia Satellites.
Oh, man, not going to hear that ding-a-ling-a-ling song?
This is Atlanta Rhythm Section first. Oh, well,
yeah,
no,
you
bet. Transition messed up.
Always I love like this song. Yeah.
Great song.
This is Doobie Brothers?
This is ARS.
Don't call them that.
I was captured by a star, but I could not get you back.
This was their highest charting single.
Look at George firing up a joint over there. Whoa.
Made it to number 7 in 1977.
You get into me. I am so into you.
George, you want some? You want some, George?
Nah, it's okay.
All right.
It's okay. I'm
good. Junior.
Boy, 1977, don't you know there were a lot of babies made to this song?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Guy had to battle through the thicket to get to the...
All right. To the... What?
To the place of creation.
Don't you know...
All right, and the Georgia satellites.
You know Norm's seen some in his day.
Oh, God.
He's seen some messes down there.
Gosh. That's what I want to talk to Norm about one night at the compound.
Uh-huh.
When we get a beer in him and around the fire here in a few weeks. It's the first week in May, by the way. Put it on your calendar.
The various shrubs you've seen.
Yeah, I just want to talk to Norm about his life in Southern California in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I bet he's got some fascinating stories.
Wasn't he homeless on the beach for a while?
Yeah, I think that was
down here.
Down in Texas.
Texas coast.
And what was that? It was some kind of felony.
No.
That he was running from...
All right, play the Georgia Satellites big hit.
The Satellite Boys?
Yeah, the Satellite Boys.
This song throws me into the turnbuckle.
Hey, when it came out, I thought it was great.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-a-ling. Wants to call you on the telephone. I give you a ring, but each time it's out.
Here we go. Here we go.
Always no hooky.
I always thought it was Vern from the Brahms commercials that sang this.
Jim Varney?
Yeah.
Hi, Vern.
No lines and keep your hands to yourself.
George, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with this song.
Except all of it.
Maybe I'll do this at Summer Bash. Baba, yeah.
Made it to number 2 on the charts in 86.
Yeah.
These guys had as big a hit as Journey. Journey only reached number 2 on the chart.
Well, they should have written something this good.
Give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
All right, and finally, candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Allen Events Center, Bryan Adams.
Cuts like a knife, feels so right.
Cuts like a knife's a great song.
Yes, it is.
This is everything I do for you. I do Campo.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's 55 now.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Talent.
Doesn't it sound like Don Henley right there?
Yeah.
I
always liked his voice.
Me too.
It's really cool. Remember that old gal in this video? On the diving board?
Sound like you're from the 40s by calling her an old
man.
Old
man.
You remember the girl in the video?
I don't.
Yeah.
Is it the same one as She's My Cherry Pie?
No.
Okay.
I always liked his guitar sound, too.
Yeah. He's a good until he went Disney theme song.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yes.
At the Allen Events Center.
He's going to be here on Sunday.
What's he doing? Is he, like, working the door at an insurance convention? Or is he performing?
He's performing.
How old is he?
55.
Okay.
Let's vote.
All right.
Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number 1, which would be the candidate that I told you about earlier, Dick Dale, Thursday at the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. Candidate 2, Friday at the Windstar, Randy Rogers and Josh Abbott. Candidate 3, Saturday at the Windspear, Amy Mann. Candidate 4, Saturday at Verizon, Gabriel Iglesias. Candidate 5, Saturday, downtown Fort Worth, the Arts Festival, Georgia Satellites and Atlanta Rhythm Section. Or candidate 6, Sunday at the Allen Events Center, Bryan Adams. Don't even need to ask George, so Gordon.
It's clear cut.
All right. I'll give another vote for Bryan Adams. That'll make 2.
All right, Sean.
Bryan Adams.
Jer.
SmackDown tonight, duh.
Oh, you got SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, you can go ahead and promote that.
Sure.
Are you wrestling?
No, I'm not wrestling. I'm retired.
Would you like to be a professional wrestler?
One time I wanted to, but then I realized I might get hurt.
Yeah. Well, what about a sign? Are you going to hold up a sign?
I'm not going to be there tonight.
Aww.
I got reasons.
Chair.
For what?
I got reasons.
Okay. Like, what are they?
Personal reasons.
Sounds like a threat.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Huh. You having a beef with one of the wrestlers? What's happening?
They know what they did.
Okay.
May I ask you for a vote, please?
Oh, sure. Bryan Adams, why not?
All right, Fernando?
Brian Adams.
George, I'm with you, but we're outvoted this week. 4-2. Biggest show Sunday at the Allen Event Center, Brian Adams.
You have to sit through this song.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
Boy, it's like
listen
when the
fake
calendar
piano
flipped to 1990. He got so bad.
He quit rocking.
Yeah, his deal with the devil expired after the 80s were over.